Yes, welcome to the Biz Communication Show. I'm your host, Bill Lampton, the Biz Communication Guy. And every week, what a privilege I have talking to people who have mastered business communication. And today's guest fits that category so well. Mike Stewart and I, you know, people sometimes say they go back a long way. Well, I met Mike Stewart in 1997. By my math, that would be about 25 years ago, at the Georgia chapter of the National Speakers Association. And Mike came up to me and said, "Have you got a website?" And I said, "Yes, I've got one." And I thought I had one. I thought I was giving him a correct answer. But then I started looking at other people's websites. And I realized I needed Mike's services. And since then, I am one of many thousands of people who have relied on Mike Stewart, the audio internet guy, the video internet guy. We have relied on him to keep us posted and keep us informed about how we can maximize our business brand and make a profit doing so. And also working with Mike, have a heck of a lot of fun. So, Mike, I will have to say, used to be here with me in Gainesville, Georgia, but I suppose I worked him too hard and he moved to Nashville to get away. At any rate, you and I are going to enjoy this wonderful conversation. Hello, Mike.
Hey, thanks, Bill. Thanks for having me on the show. And I'm so happy and proud for you that you're getting into this technology, and we'll talk about all the opportunities. You know, communication is the creative part, but the technology allows you to deliver that message in ways that never were dreamed of before. And I'm glad you're embracing it.
It's with your help I'm doing it. And one of the things you and I both know is that I mentioned 1997. We've had such tremendous improvements since then that working with technology is now far more cost-effective, and it's quicker, and it's also easier to learn. That's a pretty good combination, isn't it?
Well, I've witnessed it go from an analog world in video and audio to the digital world. And then because of the speeds of the internet connections and the speeds of the computers and the quality of the microphones and cameras, now individuals have the power to create any kind of video and audio information they want if they'll just get comfortable with the technologies that exist. And, you know, when you and I were younger, there was radio and television. You know, there was a time in history when that was a new technology. And now the radio and television of today is what's called streaming. In fact, the streaming video and audio world is what has confused the broadcast world. They don't know how to embrace it. But the truth is people like being able to get content on demand. They like being able to get content on their phones, their tablets, their computers, their smart TVs. I mean, there's just so many ways of getting this content. So at the end of the day, It's not being scared of this technology is going to empower any kind of business person to communicate with this technology. And that's why I love when somebody is innovative with a way to use a camera, which is what we're looking at. Basically, that television camera on top of your computer right now. And you switched. There we go. Brought me back. Awesome. That camera on top of your computer is better than television cameras that cost hundreds of thousands of dollars. And, you know, for $60, you can get a high definition webcam that's basically as good a television camera as they used for network television 25, 30 years ago. So, and the cameras and phones, I mean, it's just, there's so many ways to connect. And, That's why I feel like that if you're going to be a communication person, you better not be scared of this technology. You better maximize it and use it. And the reach is just unbelievable.
And as you say, we've talked about some of the advantages. It's easier to learn. It's more cost effective. It's simpler. And as you just indicated, it's doggone portable now, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, there's somebody on LinkedIn saying remembers me with Alex Mandosian. My goodness.
I remember his name. I never met him, but I remember you interviewing him several times. Yes.
Yeah. Pete is asking us some questions. We'll get to those. I'll get to that question, Pete. Glad you're here. But I've always enjoyed equipment and I've always enjoyed being creative with making content. And that's what I've shared with people for years and years and years is don't be scared of the camera. Don't be scared of the microphone. It's amazing how intimidating these cold inanimate objects can be when it comes to just, being yourself, being natural and conveying your wisdom, because, when you have a message or you have some wisdom or you have some experience or you have something that's of value to other people, you either got to, do it as a consultant and get it one-on-one with them and share that information. Or like I used to have a saying on stage, if you said it twice, you should have recorded it. Because once you record it, it says it the same way over and over again. And now, like what we have here, and one of the things that you and I are working on is live streaming skills and live streaming, making live television with your computer that rivals what you see on cable television and network television. I mean, it's amazing that for pennies you have the technology to produce television and radio. So,
and another thing about it, Mike, is that a couple of weeks ago I said to you I would like to learn StreamYard, and that was just a couple of weeks ago, which gets back to the fact that you know very well, and friends who know me know very well, that I'm not a natural techie. So the fact that 1 week or 8 or 10 days ago I said, teach me this, Mike, and here we are. Mike, I want to get to a specific question.
Okay.
And the specific question, I'll start off this way. My brother bought a new car last week. Didn't want to, but he'd had a collision, and so he had to buy a new car. And in talking with him by telephone Saturday night, he said, Bill, this new car doesn't have a CD player. He said, I've got 500 CDs that I can't play. What's going wrong here? I said, well, have you noticed a little plug-in there for something called podcast? I said, that's what manufacturers know people are wanting now. And you can play your CDs someplace else, some other way, but podcasting is the trend. So, Mike, I know that you have special offers for people who want to learn podcasting. I've seen them. And so I'm wondering, what kind of overview can you give us in that? What's the value of podcasting? How can we get in it? Why should we get in it? And what results can we expect over maybe a year's time?
Well, the car manufacturers realize that it's a waste of money to put a CD player in a new car, because more and more people are streaming their audio to their cell phones. And so because of Bluetooth technology, you can connect your phone to the speakers in the dashboard of your car. And most people have music services.
Spotify or some others.
I have Amazon Music, and every album I ever owned, I can build a playlist of it and listen to it, on demand anywhere. So it's the streaming technology phenomenon. And, when you buy a car, you can order a CD player, but it's a special order. and you can actually buy a CD player that's Bluetooth, that'll Bluetooth from a CD to your car. So, I mean, there are ways to, I sold all my CDs because I don't want them anymore. Nobody buys, it's kind of what's revolutionized the music business here in Nashville is they built a business model on selling a plastic disc, and the world wants to build playlists on their car dashboards and on their phones and in their home devices like an Alexa. So you said, why is that? What's that got to do with podcasting? Well, all of the streaming audio services like Spotify, Amazon, Google, Apple, all of those are the big four. They realized that there are talented people out there that know how to build audiences. So they say, if you will create a show or a podcast, which is nothing more than creating a show with a microphone and a radio show, basically, we'll make your show searchable in our database of users. And so therefore, the analogy is you can be a broadcaster and every device in the world can tune you in. And that, you know, that didn't exist. Well, you know, when radio was invented, you only had a broadcast area. It would only broadcast so far. And
I remember very well, as you probably do, a station that was a 100,000 watt station. That was a major station, radio station.
Well, you know, back when radio was invented, they used to have what were like here in Nashville, we had WSM and WSSB in Atlanta and WLS. You know, WLS stood for World's Largest Store because it was Sears. And you know what WSB stood for in Atlanta?
I always heard the quip, Welcome South Brother. Was that it?
That's what it stood for, Welcome South Brother. And Nashville was We Shield Millions because it was sponsored by the insurance company. So anyway, they had these 100,000 AM stations that would broadcast pretty much the whole United States at night. And that was kind of the early internet. In other words, that you could have some content coming out of Nashville, Tennessee. The Grand Ole Opry, for instance, was one of the big ones. And it was like the internet because the whole United States could receive it. And of course the FCC came in and said, okay, we've got so many markets that want to have radio stations. And if you're too powerful, you're going to kick, you know, you're going to mess up somebody else's signal. So they had to restrict power. I mean, and they've restricted the broadcast area. A lot of stations, you know, you get 50 miles out of town and the station fades away. Well, not so with streaming audio. Streaming audio is an internet technology that's allowing people to get that audio or video content on demand through the internet. And so what that did was, you know, 75 years ago, it was $1 million to build a radio station, you know, 50, 75 years ago. Well, everybody couldn't do that. But anybody in the world can buy a microphone and build content. And that's why podcasting is so important, is because then people get to hear you, people get to see you with streaming video, and you're accessible to the world. In other words, the technology is in place that you can broadcast to every human being on the planet. Now, here's the thing that is the challenge with any creative aspect. You have to build an audience. And the way you build an audience is with consistency and great content and trying to get one person to tell two people to tell two people to tell two people and paid advertising. There's techniques that it takes to build an audience. And that's why, even though I say, yes, podcasting is important, but most people give up because they'll do two, you know, they might master doing one or two shows and then they give up because, you know, they don't see a return on their time.
Didn't get any response. Yeah.
Right. And it's just like with radio or television. The content has to be good to build the audience. And if there is no audience, the show gets canceled. And so that's why, just because the technology and the strategies and the equipment are so affordable that anybody in the world can podcast, if you don't have a skill of communication and great content, then you're not going to build an audience. And if you don't build an audience, then you don't have anything that you can turn it into a business. But you can. It is possible. I've done it. And that's the beautiful part about it, is that in broadcasting, the pest control owner's channel has no value, because we have probably about 1,000 listeners a month. There's no way But the way we monetize it is it's such a specific targeted niche that it we can monetize it with what I call a digital back end, having things that people can spend money with you. So podcasting is an important way of you becoming a radio station, a worldwide radio station to cell phones and getting in the streaming world. And then like StreamYard, which Peter says StreamYard is awesome. You better believe it's awesome because they have figured out how to connect. You know, I've got my microphone here. I don't know if you can see it. My podcast microphone, and I've got my webcam, and you're in Atlanta, and I'm, yes, Peter, I moved to Nashville to be around the music industry because I love music.
Because you're multi-talented.
Well, I, in my golden years, hopefully here of semi-retirement, I wanted to be in Music City. And you talk about an industry who is angry, confused, and frustrated. It's a fun little swimming pool to be in. And that's why I feel like my life's mission is to help my brothers and sisters in music understand the internet's not the problem. Learning to use it is the problem.
That's why, Mike, I'm among the hundreds and even thousands of people who recognize that, yes, some people call this a do-it-yourself DIY age, and there are certain things you can do on your own. But when it comes to the internet and all the technology that is going to change every week or every month, we've got to go to the people who are in the forefront of it, and that's you. Mm-hmm. We're about to close out. Mike, let me ask you, you said you had somebody's question you might want to answer before we do.
Yeah, well, Peter was asking about, what do I think about short form videos like TikTok? Very smart people develop phone apps, especially in the music industry, that people, the younger generation seems like they can't, if you take their phone away from them, it's like severing their arm. And so these genius people develop these apps that become amazingly popular with a whole lot of demographics. And you know, TikTok was just one of those technologies that said, okay, hey, you can do a little 15-second video and let's see if you can get the world to watch it. And it took off. And of course, it's just like Twitter and, you know, Facebook and Instagram. All these are basically phone-driven, viral content communication phenomenons. You know, I say 90% of it is BS, people just goofing off and, you know, and
doing that may be a conservative estimate, Mike, but
it may be. But the thing is that these technologies do get seen and influencers do get built. So I'm not a huge fan of short form TikTok videos, except in the music industry. I think in the business world, a proactive YouTube channel, a podcast, and going live on Facebook and LinkedIn like you're doing. The things that I'm recommending that you do, Bill, on a regular basis will build you an audience.
And believe me, you have never recommended anything to me that I didn't try, because I knew that Mike Stewart is the internet audio guy and the internet video guy. Mike, that old clock on the wall is telling us that we may have to end this, but certainly people will want to get in touch with you because even before I brought you onto the Biz Communications Show today, there are many, many people who know what a great resource you are. So tell us, how can we get in touch with you or find out more about your business offerings?
Well, you know, I actually wear it on my shirt. I'm websitesyoucontrol.com, and that's pretty much all my business to business. I'm doing so much in music now and connecting with so many music people that it's actually becoming profitable. And my goal is to open the eyes to the music industry of how they can embrace the things I do And so just, you know, if you can remember, if you can Google websites you control, you can find me, my phone number, everything in the world about me, the stuff that I'm doing with B2B. And of course, you know, in technologies and the systems and the popularity of, you know, like I'm watching what Peter's saying here. A good friend of mine, Perry Marshall, who was I remember him as the AdWords expert. He was just, Perry is amazing. And he evidently did a webinar on how TikTok can be used for business. You know, it's like, you got to pick your, we used to call it pick your poisons. There's so many things. I mean, there was a point, you know, Snapchat was everything and everybody was all over Snapchat. And I just said, you know what? I've only got so much time and so much energy. So you need to pick the things that are best for you. And what's been best for me is focusing on podcasting and focusing on streaming video and YouTube and then of course paid advertising. You can't, Frank Kern, who was a buddy of mine years ago, he said, you know, the fastest way to get an audience is buy them, buy their eyes and ears. And, you know, if you've got a budget, you know, you can get traffic that way and build relationships. But, there's no technology that I am against. I just have to pick my poisons. And that's why, Peter, I want to at least let you, you know, it's like he's saying you can go live on TikTok. No, it's like, well, wow. Okay. If StreamYard connects to TikTok, you might as well. Now, I don't know how many TikTokers want to see this old white-haired guy, but you never know. But anyway, Bill, I'm proud of you. You're not anti-technology. You're always wanting to learn something new, and I that's one of the reasons you're a treasured friend, and I want to see you build that audience out there because I know there's a bunch of smartness in that brain of yours. You just need to connect it with the people that want to hear it.
That's why I stay in close touch with you, Mike. And thank you so much for being with us on the Biz Communication Show. It's always a treat. It's always highly informative. And I can tell anybody who wants to know that Mike Stewart is the man when you want to use technology and marketing to boost your business. And now that Mike has given his contact information, I'm glad to give mine. Thanks to those of you who have been with us today on the video portion and on the podcast portion of the Biz Communication Show. My moniker is Biz Communication Guide. That's B-I-Z, bizcommunicationguide.com. And so quite logically, my website is bizcommunicationguy.com. Invite you to go there, check my services for corporations and leaders. Give me a call. You'll find my phone number there. Give me a call and let's talk about your communication challenges and problems and how I can assist you with them. Thanks again to Mike Stewart. Any closing word, Mike?
Make content and don't be scared of cameras and microphones.
A friend of mine who's in the video business in Atlanta, Scott Williford, with a place called V-Link Solutions, said it pretty well. He said, get over yourself.
That works.
Thank you so much, Mike, and you will be on the Biz Communication Show again. And thanks to all of those who joined us.